Welcome to The Happy Runner, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. My name is Roman, I'm a runner, and today I want to talk about a big topic. Well, at least it's a big topic for me. It may not seem a big topic for you, but believe me, it is. Before I dive more into it, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, please share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. A few years ago, we were happy if we had a watch that could track our heart rate and time. Then, slowly, distance was added. Well, today we have a lot of data in the running watches we wear, from training readiness to HRV status, sleep score, stress. Then there's acute load, recovery time, and many, many more. And more is coming. Well, probably it is. As it looks like, running watches will track even more data, and hopefully or probably also more accurately. The question is, do we really need all this information? And with all this information, do we still concentrate on what's important when it comes to running? Well, when it comes to running watches, I'm a Garmin guy. I'm not sponsored by Garmin and I don't get anything from them, but I wanted to point that out because I might talk about the data Garmin is providing to us users. I know that other devices may provide different data or the same data in a different way. As all or most of us, I upload the data from my runs to Garmin Connect and Strava. But Strava is really not my thing. I have it, but actually don't use it much. If any, I look at the data on Garmin Connect. But does all the data we get really matter? Do we really need it? Don't get me wrong. I'm a data guy. I was and I am a person who's interested in new electronic devices and new development. Yet somehow I think, and that's my honest and personal opinion, that all the data we get today from our running watches is not needed. I'm a runner for many years now. And over the last years, I used a lot of the data provided in my training. But lately, I decided I need a different approach to running. Rather than concentrating on the watch data, I listen to my body. Well, if you think the data we get displayed is mostly gathered from our body, so why using a device when all we need to do is listen to ourselves? It is probably easier to look down at numbers on a display than analyzing what's happening inside of us. And I don't say that no data is needed. Some is. But don't overanalyze and don't concentrate on the data that's not important. Let me give you an example. Now, just the other day, I posted on social media that I did an interval session, well, more strides. So it was a 2 kilometer warm-up, then two sets of 120 meter runs at 3:30 minutes per kilometer pace with 120 meters of jogging, and 1 kilometer jogging between sets, and a 2 kilometer cool down. Now, even 2 years ago, I would program this workout into my watch. And after doing it, I would analyze the data. But what I do now? Well, 120 meters for me is easy. I have a track just near my home. It has a loop that's 240 meters long, so 120 meters, half a lap. As for the rest of it, my warm-up is about 12 minutes long, then I do the fast stuff, and after that a 10 to 12 minute cool down. Now, during the run I did, I never looked at my watch. I concentrated on the effort and breathing. Sure, I wanted to run around the 3:30 pace, but even if it would be a bit slower or faster, I would not stress about it. The same thing when it comes to my easy runs and long runs. Yes, I push start on my Garmin when I start and stop at the end. But that's it. No looking at the watch while running. My effort and breathing are the only two metrics or components I concentrate on. And you know what? My easy runs are in zone 1 and zone 2. Not because I'm looking at my heart rate during the runs and adjusting my pace, but because I concentrate on what's important to run in zone 1 and 2. I tried this approach first last year while training for Prague Marathon. Yes, I followed the training plan. And yes, the training plan had certain paces and distances. But in the end, you really don't need them that much. Effort and breathing are important. Let me explain this. If you want to run a sub 4 hour marathon, you need to run a 5 minutes 38 second kilometer pace for 42 kilometers. It's that easy. Now you have a tempo run at marathon pace on your training plan. What you do? A 2 kilometer warm up, and then the tempo part that's between, let's say, 6 and 12 kilometers long, and then another 2K cooldown. You have two options. You can run the tempo part at the exact pace, or maybe a few seconds faster, look down at your watch and hold the pace no matter what. Or you can run the tempo part by feel at a pace that you know you can sustain for 42 kilometers and concentrate on your effort and breathing. What approach will get better results? What do you think? If you ask me, the second one. So with all the data we get today from our running watches, there are two important metrics we tend to neglect. But if you ask me, they are much more important than most of the other ones. Effort and breathing. As I said, that doesn't mean we should not look at other data. Just don't overanalyze it. there are some metrics we should look at. Metrics that will tell us if we are rested enough and ready to do the run that's on our training plan. But hey, even our body is providing us with this data. So we actually have again two options. Look at the data on our watches or receive the data to our brains directly from our body. It's up to us. Now, don't get me wrong. I still program some of my runs into my Garmin, especially some workouts. That way, I don't need to pay attention on duration or distance while doing repeats. It's easier. For some interval sessions at the beginning of my training block, I even program the paces, just to learn again how it feels to run at a certain pace. But in the end, I don't overanalyze the data. Most important for me are effort and breathing. And after each and every run, the way I felt during it. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running friends. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good or, let's say, honest rating. Thank you and happy running!